Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
These fans, Deion, let's talk about how important these fans were, you know, to the team during this playoff push, and how much would you carry that into Arrowhead?
Well, it's always a special time to get our family back. It just felt like, honestly, like, we just been isolated all year, and then the family just got back together for Christmas. It seemed like, but it's just a great feeling when you can have the fans there cheering you on, screaming, shouting, and just doing what they do. And they always pull up and they show out. So I'm pretty sure that the mafia is going to let their presence be felt in Arrowhead, and like they do everywhere in the country.
Yes, sir. And this is the first AFC championship game in the McDermott era. How would you embrace that moment while focusing on the task at hand?
Well, Mook, I hate to say it, I like this, but it's just, and what's next? It's just another game with a bigger title to it. You know, I've never been in this position, so I'm just treating it as it's just that a next game. Cause you know, if I jump into it like, oh my God, this is the AFC championship, then like sometimes like your mind can go out of space, but it's just our next game with just a little bit more glitter.
Even kill to kill, right? So, hey, good luck this week, guy.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it, Mook.
What's up, Deion? Adam from 7ABC. Good to see you.
What's up, Adam?
I know last week the defense kind of carried a bit of the load and you were really excited about it after the game. But this week, is there kind of a sense that the offense needs to be a little bit more opportunistic, knowing the firepower that the other side of the ball is going to be going up against?
I mean, I guess that you can say that. But either way, the offense has to do what the offense does and the defense has to do what they do. It's simply just complementary ball where – if we do well, the defense does well, the special team and does well. So there's everybody that's in this position. There's four teams. Everybody has the capability of scoring on offense, scoring on defense, scoring on special teams. So it's no different whoever the opponent offense is. You know, the offense plays defenses, but we just have to do what we do well, and that's play Buffalo Bills ball for 60 minutes.
And this is something that John Feliciano mentioned. You guys have not really won the time of possession battle, but it's because by design, the Colts and the Ravens tried to play keep away ball, long possessions, keep it out of your hands. What does that say about this offense?
I mean, it just shows that we do things well, that our offense is a special group, and that they would rather have the game in their hands than have it in ours. But it just shows that this organization has came a long way where people are double looking at the Buffalo Bills.
All right. Thanks, Deion. Safe travels.
Yeah, appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
What's up, Deion, man? How are you?
What's up, dog?
Not much. You know, I asked Trey yesterday about you, and he was like, because, you know, you guys have been together for 4 years, and he's like, I've never seen a big man that's got so much swag. And I started thinking about that, and like all you guys individually on the line in the room there, that you bring a different thing to the room. And you bring that kind of cool, confident, calm confidence with you all the time. You see it on tape. You see it the way you play. You see it in the room. Where does that come from? And how do you maintain that when the intensity kind of gets ratcheted up?
Well, number one, it comes from being a Jersey dude. You know, I'm a Jersey cat. We're just comfortable with ourselves. And I'm fully comfortable with who I am. I'm a loud, funny guy. I like to dress. I like to be swaggy. You know, I like to smile. I like to joke, and I like to make people smile. But it's just, I would say that the aura that I just give off is, I just try to give off as much positivity as possible, because not any day is promised. And this can be our last day, literally our last day on this earth. So I just try to do a good job of leaving an impact with whoever I come in touch with along the journey of life. And it's a tough game. It's a tough sport. And I just try to just implement everything that I've been raised on from my father and my mom and my life to the Buffalo Bills. And that's just Deion Dawkins, the Snowman.
Thanks, man. Best of luck this week.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Yes, Deion, good afternoon. George Radney, Challenger Community News. How you doing this afternoon?
What's up, George? How you doing?
Great, man. Now we're getting the snow that we were supposed to get a month ago. I'm looking at the wind, man. It won't stop. It's just coming down. So I guess winter is here.
It's definitely snowy all over the eastern, you feel me, eastern, western New York.
Absolutely. And my question for you today is, how does it, do you guys feel, what's the atmosphere in the locker room this week? Do you guys feel that it's a championship game, or is this just another game?
Just another game, George. Honestly, it's just another game. Like, we understand that it is a championship game, but it's just another game for us. Every game is a championship game. I mean, if you think of it, every team that we've played in our conference was a championship game, because it's a must win. We just look at it as whatever's next, and it's just, and what's next? Kansas City Chiefs, and it's close to the end of the season.
Absolutely. And last question, do you feel it's better to play a team that you don't play at all? Back in the day in the 90s, the Bills had played the Dolphins all year three times, twice in the regular season, and they all met somewhere in the playoffs as well. Do you feel play a team that you don't see that often?
So you were breaking up, but if I heard you correct, are you asking me, is it different from playing a team that you don't see as often?
That a divisional foe.
Yeah. So it's just, so yes, it's definitely different, because they're in a whole different side of the division. So we just have to do a lot more study and film of understanding how they play, the type of people and that they play against, the type of offenses that the defense plays, the type of everything. So it's not drastically different, but it's different in a way where you just have to do a better job of dialing to the film of exactly what they see all year and what we can do to give us the advantage, because they don't see us often. And the same thing bounces back for them.
Great. Well, thank you very much, and good luck on Sunday. Hope to be talking to you next week.
Yes, sir, George. Appreciate it.
Hey, Deion, it's Jay with the Buffalo News. You guys have been able to roll with the same five starters up front basically since the bye week. What's been the biggest impact on that compared to the first half of the season when you had guys kind of in and out because of injuries and whatnot?
Well, guys have done a great job of taking care of their bodies on and off of the football field. Guys have done a great job of mastering their individual processes. Like, every individual player has their own process and their routine. So guys are doing a great job of mastering their routine. And because so, it has gave us the confident level of communication that we know we are going to get and what we know we're not going to get. Like, and from playing next to Ike and having Mitch in there and John and Darryl, but specifically Ike, I know exactly what he's going to say before he says it. If he doesn't say it, then I know that that's not what and we're doing. And it just helps that we're all on the same page and we know exactly what we're going to get from one another. And that's the luxury of having everyone healthy at this time, is that we're not overly confident, but overly confident in what we're going to get when that play clock starts.
Cool. Thanks, Dave. Yep.
You're welcome.
Hey, Deion, always good to see you. How you doing?
What's up, brother? Always.
Good. This Bills team is such a close-knit group. You know that. I know that. What is the level of trust that you have in your teammates that they're going to be doing their job this weekend?
It's always high. But the good thing is, I'm not sure what week this is because the season has been so long, but I'm going to say maybe week 17 or 18 or whatever. They have done a great job of all of those weeks showing myself and the other teammates that they can be trusted over and over and over and over and over. So they have built that trust the entire season. So with this game, it's just another one. And they put their resume on film, and their resume and their play and their film is speaking for itself.
Definitely. And with an estimated 17,000 fans going to be in attendance on Sunday, how important will communication among the offensive line be?
It's always high. The offensive line lives on communication. And that's one thing that we have to always do well. Every offensive line in the country has to do well of communicating, because we're one of the only groups that have to play uniquely sound on every single play for one play to work. And I guess that's what's the beauty of playing offensive line, because it's basically like a chorus where everybody just has to sing at the same tone and at the same flow for it to sound good.
Definitely. Well, congrats on making it this far and good luck this weekend, man.
Hey, thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Deion, I put off Rama. I believe this is the first time we've spoken, but I just want to ask, Sunday is like one of the biggest games of your young career. Has that crossed your mind?
No. I mean, now it has. but yeah, so now it definitely has. so this is definitely it just hit. It just hit. So I appreciate you for steering that dagger and to my chest. But I've had the thoughts of, dag, like, this is the farthest that I've ever played football. But now, and that you say it, in my career, from high school to college to everything to the league, that this is the farthest. And it's actually crazy now that I'm sitting here thinking about it. I guess a second ago, I just felt some emotions that I just caught. But yeah, this is a special year, a special team. And man, what a time to be a Buffalo Bill. But how I think about it now is like this is far, but it's not far enough. We have tomorrow to master. We have the day after tomorrow to master. Then plenty of other days to master and before, and we could say that the season is over.
So you already played the Chiefs in week 6. Did that age your preparation throughout practice this week?
Did it age our preparation?
Or aid, like help you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs are a different team from when we played them, just like how we are when they played us. I would say that the good thing is that the defense knows how fast certain guys are and their strengths, and there were individual weaknesses and strengths, and so do us as an offense. But as far as that, they are a different team. They still play fast. We definitely take note to playing them previously, but every week is a different week in this league. You have guys that go down. You have guys that have injuries and come back. So every week, it's a different week in this league, and guys are the same guys, but because of a nick or a bang or confidence level or a win or a loss here, it changes them throughout the the season. But, you know, it's just ball, brother.
Thanks, Dion.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Dion. John Shear here from Journey with the Jays. How you doing?
I'm good. Nice to meet you. It's my first time meeting you.
Yeah, you'll be seeing a lot of me, buddy. But my question is not the same old questions everybody else has been asking, but have you reached out to, or has any of the legends from the 90s Bills team reached out to you guys? Because you guys haven't been here in a long time. Obviously the Buffalo Bills, Jim Kelly and those guys were, the last time you guys were here was Jim Kelly and those dudes. So have they reached out to you, or you reach out to them?
So, which is really cool. It's this Buffalo Bills thing. It's different. So, like, when I hear that, but like that question, like it's more of so like, oh, now because we're in the position, are they reaching out? Nah, they've been in full connection with us the entire season. And I know after 2 days after our last game, Thurm had texted me and just said, keep going, keep Josh clean, and just keep playing hard. And we are as a unit is making them proud. So that just shows that they're still physically connected, which they have been all season, and they still have eagle eyes on every last one of us, because he could have texted and spoke about Diggs or Gabe Davis or Josh, but as a real football guy that and a nose ball, it's an upfront battle, and he just wanted to let me know, to let the guys on the offensive line know, that we have to continue to do a good job for anything to ever be possible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.